is a penitentiary of the damned. It's a world without hope. Its burning torments sears the flesh. There is no relief for you. Satan's demons will dance around you mockingly and laughingly and gloatingly, singing one horrible word, one horrible song. Here it is. Forever, forever, you're chained here forever, until you wed to God that you had only taken your opportunity. It will be beyond God forever, beyond the blood forever, beyond the crucifixion forever, beyond confession forever, beyond Calvary forever and ever and ever. In Revelation I read, and the smoke of their torments ascended up forever. Yes, the Bible teaches that hell is forever. And the smoke of their torments ascended up forever and ever. And there is no rest, day or night. Think of it, friend. No rest, day or night. When you come home from work, you're tired. But in hell, there'll be no rest, day or night, day or night. But thank God, there is a way to escape hell. You either have to take the blood or the blame. You either have to take the cross or the curse. You either have to take Jesus as your Savior or be banished forever and ever from the presence of God. Which do you prefer, the blood or the blame, the cross or the curse, or to take Jesus as your Savior, or to be banished forever and ever from the presence of God? In Revelation 21:8, I read, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and idolaters and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. That's what hell is made of, friend. Nothing else but fire and brimstone. Someone is knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why won't you answer? Someone is knocking at your door. If there's anyone in the sound of my little voice who is eternally lost, it'll not be God's fault. For God has placed many obstacles in our pathway to turn us onto Him. The first obstacle is the Bible, the Word of God. Thank God for the Bible. In it we have the way of salvation and the way of eternal life. So many people say, there are some things in the Bible that I cannot understand. Oh yes, there may be a few things in the Bible that you cannot understand, but there is plenty in the Bible that you can understand. And I say the things that you cannot understand, leave them alone and take the things that you can understand. For God has made the way of salvation so plain and so simple that any wayfaring man, though a fool, need not err therein. Thousands of people have been saved by that passage of scripture. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God for the Bible. Another obstacle is the love of God. God so loved you, God so loved me, that He gave His Son to suffer and die on Calvary's cross. I can understand something of the love of Jonathan for David, how the hearts of those two men were knit together and how they loved one another. But why God should give His Son to give His life for guilty lost sinners, that love I can't fully understand. I can understand something of the love of Jacob for Rachel, how he was willing to endure the summer's heat and the winter's cold and work those long 7 years that he might have the one that he loved. But why God should give His Son to die for dirty, guilty, lost sinners, that love I can't fully understand. I can understand something of a mother's love, how if needs be, she is willing to go down to the very gates of death, the that the one that she loves might be born into this world. But why Christ be allowed to suffer and die in the birth pangs of the cross, that love I can't fully understand. I can understand something of the love of a father. I can understand the love of David for his son Absalom. Even though Absalom had betrayed him, even though Absalom was warring against him and trying to take the kingdom away from him, when he heard that Absalom had fallen in battle, I see that father as he walks to the wall round about the city. There he walks upon the wall, weeping and wailing and crying, "Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Another obstacle is the blood of Christ. Jesus shed his blood that you might be saved.